In the week before their departure to Arrakis, when all the final scurrying about had reached a nearly unbearable frenzy, an old crone came to visit the mother of the boy, Paul. It was a warm night at Castle Caladan, and the ancient pile of stone that had served the Atreides family as home for 26 generations bore that cold sweat feeling it acquired before a change in the weather. The old woman was led in by the side door down the vaulted passage by Paul's room, and she was allowed a moment to peer in at him where he laid in his bed. By the half-light of a suspensor lamp dimmed and hanging near the floor, the awakened boy could see a bulky female shape at his door, standing one step ahead of his mother. The old woman was a witch shadow, hair matted like spider webs, hooded round darkness of features, eyes like glittering jewels.
"Is he not small for his age, Jessica?"
the old woman asked, her voice wheezed and twanged like an untuned balisette. Paul's mother answered in her soft contralto.
"The Atreides are known to start late getting their growth, your reverence."
"So I've heard, so I've heard,"
wheezed the old woman.
"Yet he's already 15.
"Yes, your reverence."
"He's awake and listening to us," said the old woman.
"Sly little rascal," she chuckled.
"But royalty has need of slyness, and if he's really the Kwisatz Haderach, well..."
Within the shadows of his bed, Paul held his eyes open to mere slits. Two bird-bright ovals, the eyes of the old woman, seemed to expand and glow as they stared into his.
"Sleep well, you sly little rascal," said the old woman. "Tomorrow you'll need all your faculties to meet my Gamjabar."
And she was gone, pushing his mother out, closing the door with a solid thump. Paul lay awake wondering, what's a Gamjabar?
"Waiter," I called to someone passing by. "Another drink, J&B?"
I pointed the glass, upset that I phrased it as a question rather than a command.
"Don't you want to find out what happened?"
Evelyn asks, displeased.
With bated breath, I sigh, totally uninterested.
"I can hardly wait. Anyway, the most amusing thing happened," she starts.
"I'm absorbing what you're saying to me," I'm thinking. I noticed her lack of carnality, and for the first time it taunts me. Before it was what attracted me to Evelyn. Now its absence upsets me, seems sinister, fills me with a nameless dread. At our last session, yesterday in fact, the psychiatrist I've been seeing for the past 2 months asked, "What method of contraception do you and Evelyn use?" And I sighed before answering. My eyes fixed out the window on a skyscraper, then at the painting above the church and glass coffee table, a giant visual reproduction of a graphic equalizer by another artist, not Annika. Her job. When he asked about her preferred sexual act, I told him completely serious, foreclosure. Dimly aware that if it weren't for the people in the restaurant, I would take the jade chopsticks sitting on the table and push them deep into Evelyn's eyes and snap them in two. I nod, pretending to listen, but I've already phased out and I don't do the chopsticks thing. Instead, I order a bottle of Chassonnier Montrachet.
"Isn't that amusing?"
Evelyn asks. Casually laughing along with her, the sounds coming out of my mouth loaded with scorn, I admit, riotous. I say it suddenly, blankly. My gaze traces the line of women at the bar. Are there any I'd like to fuck? Probably. The long-legged hard body sipping a kir on the last stool? Perhaps. Evelyn is agonizing between mâché raisin and gumbo salade, or the gratinized beet, hazelnut, baby greens, and endive salad, and I suddenly feel like I've been pumped full of clonopin, which is an anti-convulsive, but it wasn't doing any good.
Product life cycle. Every product, service, and even industry goes through a life cycle. The standard product life cycle, figure 9.4, has four stages. Services are a bit different, and we talk about them later in the chapter. In each section, we examine sales, profits, marketing, and competition. Stage 1. Introduction. Once the product is introduced, sales slowly take off and then begin to grow. It takes time for consumers to become aware of new products and then to seek out the product for purchase. During this time, it is very important for a small business not only to get information out about the product, but also to build brand awareness and recognition and get the consumer to try it. Many times this can be an educational process for consumers. What is this product and how do I use it? In addressing consumer concerns, your advertising should speak to the relative advantage your product has over other products the consumer may have been using to date. Ads tell us that this new headache medicine works faster than others, or that using our service instead of doing it yourself will give you valuable free time. For more elaborate products or real innovations, consumers will want to know how compatible it is with what they're used to and how difficult it will be for them to learn to use it. Does it feel familiar or is it jarring? A new flavor of soft drink is one thing, but how difficult will it be to learn a new software program, even if it promises to save considerable time and money in the long run?